Hey, what is up, everyone? It is Bad Cuz Dad back with another Bad Cuz Dad podcast. And of course, we have me and Scott here as always, and we are joined by Chase from Chase and Horizons. What is up, Chase? How you been, man?
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Doing good, man. Thank you for joining us. I know we have some pretty epic topics today. I'm excited to cover some of these, but all right, so Chase, what have you been up to this week as far as gaming goes? Let us know. What's been going on?
Remnant 2. No, actually, honestly, I've been...
That is the correct
on
answer.
Top of
Remnant
that.
2 podcast.
Yes.
Back.
No, honestly, man, this week's been an interesting week. For all that don't know, Titanfall 2 fixed their servers. Somebody on the dev side, I don't know if it was the janitor. Everybody's blaming the janitor. They fixed the servers. The game is back. It's $3 if you don't have it already. I was a hardcore player of this game when it first launched, and you know, it died an early death, it died an untimely death. But the community has kept it alive, and it's been amazing. For those that haven't played it, yeah, $3 on Steam on the EA, you have to get it. I've also been playing F-099 on the Switch, which is, my god, I am horrible at it. I am absolutely trash at it, and I've loved every second of it. It's a great game. It's free if you have Switch Online, and I love it. And then I've also been playing Psychonauts on my Steam Deck. Haven't played that game in a long time, so I'm kind of trying to figure out where I was in the last time I picked it up. I may just restart. So, yeah. But predominantly right now, I'm playing Titanfall 2, F-099, and Remnant 2. So, and I actually also have to add, Tom convinced me to play Guild Wars 2, and I am very early right now, but I'm enjoying it. And I just said,
convince you though, or did some really good YouTube videos put you over the top? Maybe
a little column A, little column B, but you showed me the ropes, man. You kind of walked me through. You actually showed me something that I told Scott about, and he didn't know was the targeting reticle being toggled. That was kind of a nice little, I'd say, treat that I wouldn't have figured out on my own. So, yeah,
dude, it's been a lot of fun doing it. Yeah, I'll get into that too when I go. But yeah, that was fun the other night. I really enjoyed hanging out, playing some Guild Wars. I did want to ask you about Titanfall though.
Yeah.
Because I actually downloaded it too and played. I mean, I was like $3, of course. Yeah. I remember it back in the day and playing. Give us a rundown, like what's been going on? Like, what's been the problem with Titanfall? Like, I heard something about hackers, but then I'm like, I don't honestly know the full story of why it hasn't been working.
It's kind of a long story, but I mean, I'm not really in the loop fully. I've followed the Titanfall 2 servers for Reddit, you know, for a long time. Mm-hmm. But in short, from what I understand, there was a hack, and the hacker went and got into the Titanfall 2 servers and Titanfall 1 for that matter, and essentially DDoS'd the entire server. It wasn't just like a kiddie script hack. It was actually like they got into the systems and took it down. And essentially made it unplayable for most people. They did the same thing to Titanfall 2, and EA just kind of scoffed at it. I'm trying to think of the developer's name right now.
Respawn.
Yeah.
They make Apex, right? That was a part of the issue.
So what happened was, from my understanding, that same hacker or group of hackers, I'm not really sure, did it to not just those two games, they also went after Apex Legends and took it over and started causing havoc in the systems as well. And then that, I think, is why people are, you know, tinfoil hatting and saying that that was the reason why they acted on fixing the Titanfall 2 servers. So it's a crazy story. They literally call the people that fixed, the person that fixed it, the janitor. and they're praising the janitor for it. So I mean, really, that was kind of the short of it. It's as brief as I could get it, and I'm probably wrong, and somebody's going to post a comment and say, oh, no, it was actually this. That's what I got out of it, and, you know, what I had seen over the years. So, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know all the details. I'm assuming if I'm connecting the dots, it's because Respawn made Apex Legends, first of all, instead of making a Titanfall 3. Mm-hmm. And then they just neglected the older games. And I think people were really upset about that, right? Basically.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Titanfall 2 players were very upset. And I think, myself included, I was not as upset as everybody was, because I, you know, I get my butt handed to me in that game, and I love it because it's just so fun. It's so fluid. But realistically, yeah, I think it came down to the effect it affecting their bottom line, the servers on Apex Legends. And so I think that's why they made the move finally. So.
That's insane. And that this guy, there's no prosecution. I guess they don't know who it is. They're just like, we need to fix this because Apex Legends, like, we can't lose money on Apex, basically.
It all seems very, like, just very tinfoil hatty right now. But I'm sure that's... And now there's a new game mode as well that just got, you know, secret released in the boxes. There's question marks in, you know, in this new box that popped up in the multiplayer game mode. And everybody's like, what the heck is this? So... there's rumors. People are going around Titanfall 3 potential release or something. I don't know. This the joke on the Reddit server is take your pills. Take your pills. Just chill out. Take your pills.
Right.
So. No. Also, Chase, I probably would have found us a fourth for that co-op. My neighbor, like, seriously, two doors down, is in our Discord now, and he's a big gamer. We've just been chatting, and he got Titanfall as well.
Heck yeah, so, let's go.
He said he'd play with
like a full squad.
Yep. Yeah, it's good times. Awesome.
Well, I guess I'll just segue into me. I'll go this week. I actually forgot to go last week. I didn't talk about what I was gaming or what I was doing in gaming.
You were hosting.
too busy point guarding over there. Just
I know. Dropping dimes. but I'll just say because, yeah, I did jump into Titanfall. And I got to say, I mean, obviously, I think it shows its age a little bit, you know, and some of the graphics and some of the mechanics, but like you're saying, the movement in Titanfall was always great. Mm-hmm. Very cool, like with the wall running and, you know, the jetpack kind of stuff. The weapons are the same as Apex, so if you played Apex, you kind of are familiar with a lot of the weapons. Yeah. And then it just got the added layer of the mechs on top of all the other good stuff, which is like so cool, right? And so I'm trying to figure out like what mech I like. Kind of just it's that new game feel kind of again because the nostalgia did hit me. Like I was like, oh man, I remember this. This was so fun back in the day. But then at the same time, I didn't remember anything. I was like, oh, do I run stealth? Do I run the grapple hook? You know, what was the good mech to run? You know, so that game was cool. I'm really glad you pointed that out to me.
The truth is, Papa Scorch is the best mech. That's it. That's true.
Really? Okay. No,
okay. I'm totally kidding, but that's the meme. Papa Scorch all the way. he's hard to play with, honestly.
Okay. I tried to run the Ronin at first, like the guy with the sword, which is incredibly fun, but like you're just super squishy.
Yep.
So, but anyway, that one's gonna be cool, and then. The other problem is I think I've played more games these last 2 weeks than I've played in like the last, I don't like 2 years. Like Scott will tell you, I'm not a person that like I do swap games. Like I don't like just play like one game, but if I swap to a game, I stick with it for a while. Right. Like I'll play a few months, you know, I'll change to something else, but I kind of wrote down what I've been playing, and I just wanted to read it, so I didn't forget.
It's pretty nuts, man. Looking at the Discord every day,
list.
I see Tom in a different game. I'm like, shoot,
he's sometimes like three games in the same day. Yeah. So here's what I've played the last week, at least a little bit. I played Wayfinder. I played Warframe. I played Star Wars: The Old Republic. I played Guild Wars 2. I played Halo. I played Destiny 2. Titanfall, of course. I played some No Man's Sky. And
this is crazy.
I played a little bit of New World also. Nice. So I'm like,
nice.
It's kind of wild. And I think it's because I'm really waiting for New World to come out next month, which is a big thing we're going to talk about in the pod today. And so that's the game I really want to play. Like I want to jump into New World, but at the same time, I'm looking at all the cool stuff coming out, and I'm like, okay, I need to wait. So mainly if I jump in right now, I'm just jumping in and like doing some fishing or like gathering stuff that's not like related to the story or leveling my character up like really fast. I don't want to jump way ahead of anybody. So so anyway, I do want to – that's what I want to play. But since I'm in this limbo, I'm like trying all these different games out kind of a deal. And to be honest – I don't usually do that, but it's been really fun just because of the variety and you know, like Warframe. I haven't jumped into Warframe in probably years. And I think we were just talking about it the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, well, maybe I'll just check it out, you know. And I jumped in and just had a blast. Like, built my – I don't know if y'all – when you guys last played – but I finished building my Railjack, which is like your big like capital ship kind of a thing, like warship.
And I never got that far, yeah.
I went through all the steps on that, which was really cool. And then I went out in space and just did some of the missions. And man, what a cool system. You can basically group up with four players on your ship or anyone's ship, and someone is like the navigator and someone's using the gun systems. Someone can go control the shields. There's other turrets. And then you can also go into space with your arc wing and go take over other ships or board other ships and fight.
God, they added so melee much to that game.
And I'm like, dude, this is so cool. Like, battle in space, which is really nuts and really fun.
Wild.
And so
that arc wing was so fun. I remember that thing. That was cool. When I first went through that, I was like, this is sweet. Like, what a fun time. It was crazy. It caught me off guard how cool it was, because I remember you guys talking about it all the time.
Yeah. And Warframe's like that to me. It's just, I guess this is the good thing and the bad thing about Warframe. There's so many systems and bloat now. It's kind of like out of control. But every now and then you'll hit a system and be like, oh, whoa. That was like a really good idea. This is really fun. But it's like that, now, if they could remake a game with just the fun stuff, you know,
that game feels like a flurry of amazing creatively done ideas. And it's just so, it feels like they got like 50 art directors and they all had these grandiose ideas in their own little teams. And then like just said, yeah, add that. That's cool. Let's add that. Let's do that. They didn't cut anything. And I think there's like it's a blessing and a curse. You get all of the cool features. It's like you're given Legos. You're getting a box of Legos and you're like, here, go build things, you know? And I think that's amazing. But at the same time, for somebody who doesn't, you know, build on Legos, they just be like, okay, I could start. There's a lot of colors here. I don't know where to go. Like, do I put this little block on that? So I think they have a lot of creativity going. But yeah, it's just very disjointed, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I think sequels for MMOs are really important. I think it's at some point, it's just you learn so much as you go. Like, you just don't know what you don't know when you first make a game. So unless you're able to add those things in a really efficient manner and also take things away that aren't good, then that's a hard balance and hard to do because people don't like when you take things away. But
that's a good point.
But speaking of my other highlight, of course, you mentioned it, was jumping into Guild Wars with you.
Yeah.
Guild Wars, man, is just, it's one of my all-time favorites because of kind of the place we are now. It's an MMO that totally respects your time, which is an odd thing to say in a way, because most of them are built on keeping you in the game, right? The retention factor. And so it's just beautiful. I can come back and play it whenever I want, and you know, and I know you haven't been in an MMO in a long time, right? And no, so
2008 was the last 2008 was the last time I played it.
Didn't you play WildStar?
I did. I lied. Yeah. I did. I played it at launch. Yeah, I played WildStar at launch, and then it failed.
And you tried SWTOR for a little bit, Trialis.
Oh my God. Okay, fine. All right, fine. I lied.
He's out, I got him.
I've dabbled on MMOs. I've just never dove.
But seriously, played.
I've never dove headfirst in. So yeah.
You haven't been sacrificing sleep hours to play one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know, man. So what were kind of your first impressions? I'm just curious to hear. You know.
I think, you know, and it's something Scott and I were kind of talking about on the side, and because I know Scott, you have some issues with the game in terms of like, you know, the combat and it feeling a little bit floaty, and like, and then when you showed me that fact that you can unlock the cursor, you can unlock the aim
like an
reticle.
Action camera mode, basically.
Yeah, like,
all right, what class did you pick? Wait, don't answer.
So
don't
I had
hold on, don't
Ranger.
Answer.
Oh, too late.
Did I hear it? Okay.
Yeah. Picked Ranger, but then engineer. I ended up going Melee, which was a lot of fun too, even with the reticle. So it really does change the game a lot. And that to me made it fun. And then also, like, you know, it kind of gets me excited. I know our topic today is New World. It kind of gets me excited about New World too, because, you know, I love that aspect of like just doing mundane things like fishing and, you know, and harvesting and stuff like that. So it's like little things like that that are, you know, ingrained into the Guild Wars world, the Guild Wars 2 world, you know, specifically. I think we're kind of unveiled to me, you know, in a good way. Like, you kind of brought a lot of things to the table, and I was like, okay, that's really cool. Like, that's interesting. And the world is just so, like, it makes you want to explore it. And I think that's why, you know, and so far, that's what the experience for me has been. It's so explorable. There's so many like little secrets and underwater things and, you know, things at the top of a mountain. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think Guild Wars and New World are going to be very similar. Now, the art style isn't the same, but since you're playing in the action camera mode in Guild Wars, I mean, the controls are going to be the exact same as New World.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's interesting. Cool, man. Well, I've enjoyed it. I'm going to keep playing. If you want to play some more, let me know, but don't feel obligated, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Scott, what about you, dude?
Scott here.
Man, how do I follow playing? That, you know? I don't know. Tom just listed off 8 games. I'm like, I played about 3 hours of Remnant this week. That's it. Remnant still remains to be the game for me. And Chase and I were able to have Coltrane join us the other night. So that's always sweet. Fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a blast. Those three mans are great. That's the game shines when you're in its main mode with just max squad. It's just fun. So yeah, I haven't been able to play as much as I'd like, but that game stays at the top of my list right now. I did download Titanfall, but I haven't played it yet. I play Titanfall. So this is how lame I am, and I hated doing this at the time, but I subbed to EA when Anthem came out. Because it got me early access. Like
Games Pass or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it got me early access, and I think the game was $10. I forget what the exact thing, but
right.
Anyways, with the Game Pass, I got a lot of free games I could play, and I saw Titanfall, and I remember just people talking about it. And this was probably, that had to have been almost 5 years ago, I'd say, right? Like when Anthem came out.
Yeah.
2017. Yeah. Even longer than that. Wow. That's crazy. But yeah, it was on Game Pass. I downloaded it, played through about half the story. I don't know why I stopped. I'm not sure what happened because I
was it the first one or the second one?
No, the second one. It was two.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why I stopped. I probably was playing PUBG with you guys and just got hooked into that. But it was fun, and I am excited to jump back in. But with New World on the horizon and on the horizon, Chasers. with that
nice.
Coming up.
Nice.
Thanks, mate. Nice. I don't know if I'll have time to really play it, but I'd like to. I really would.
Yeah.
But yeah, New World. I hope it. I'm excited to talk about it right now.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, we're going to try a new segment this week, guys. I don't know what we're going to call it yet. Rant time. What's Rant grinding time. My gears? Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I was going to say, get off my lawn, or old man shouts at cloud. Like,
and I think,
you know what, Chase, man? Hold on, Tom. Remember the other day when I was talking to you and I was going through my spiel where I get really depressed because I want a game, but I don't have the time. And I'm like,
yeah,
I just get real cynical and real down, you know? So I vent to you, and you don't usually make me feel better. but I think I said to you, I was like, you know, you're getting old when you get more excited about mowing the lawn than gaming. I said that to you or something. I get more excited about it.
What did I say? And was I like, yeah?
I don't know.
I actually like mowing the lawn. I like put my headphones in and listen to a podcast. Exactly. I'm like, this is cool.
Zen, man. I love it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm all, totally. Even Jen's looking out and I'm saying, oh yeah, check out this lawn. Look how good it is right now.
Look at that. You know, look like, at that that's line. All I'm proud of. That line is so clean.
Does that line get you going? Yeah.
That's why they have games now that are like the power washer simulator.
Oh, I was just talking to Ross, my neighbor, about it, about power washing simulator. He's it's so satisfying and calming. Said he puts on The Office and plays that, and it's like, I said, wow, that's a recipe.
Go get a real power washer and do it.
Dude, well, the lawn is so pristine, you must get off the lawn. Yeah. You must stay off, right?
You must.
Whatever we call this segment.
Yeah. So what's on your mind, Chase, this week?
Oh, man. So I'm gonna throw down a little bit here and might tick off some people. But honestly, I think it has a lot. Well, I think there's people would agree with this. I think there's just been this, over the last 10 years, there's been this element of release with the intent of making it better down the line. And I know us growing up, we always, you got what you got. You know, it's like if you bought a game and it was hot garbage, that's it. If it was great, that's it. You know, if it was mediocre, that was it. That's all you got. No updates, no day one patches, no server issues. I mean, well, until, you know, you started getting into the internet days. But like, that was the reality that we lived in, was like we expected, you know, a game to be good, or at least, you know, we would look it up and, you know, check out game magazines or something.
At least it felt like finished.
Reviews mattered, right? We could know a review was like for sure because the game had an ending.
Yeah. So it's like, and it's like, you know, for a fact that what you're going to get is a 5.0 out of 10 or a 5.0 if you're thinking of, what was that, GameSpot. Magazine, or what was the one where that had like the frizzy haired guy? It was a 5.0 or whatever, you know. and that was our kind of shining light, our North Star, you know. And I think it sounds like an old person saying that, but I think there really is this element of that. It's like early access, pre-ordering, day one patches, huge downloads on those day one patches, you know. It's like, and then server issues, and then like once you've done all that, server issues, and so. It really, to kind of land the plane, it's forced me to become more of a patient gamer, you know? And I know I'm now known as the guy that refunds games, but like, if it doesn't work up front, I at least now know that Steam, you know, that Valve has that outlet of like, that's actually kind of funny. Valve has an outlet. It's a pressure release.
It's a good reason it is a good thing about Steam. A good reason to buy games on Steam.
Yeah.
Because of the refund policy. Yeah.
Yeah. And you get that, like, I'm getting to the point of where I'm like, I'm going to wait until this thing is either better or it disappears from, you know, from the internet, because it's sad that it's come to that. Like, there's some great games, you know, that literally disappeared overnight because the launch, they either screwed it up so poorly, that badly, and then they didn't follow it up, you know, and keep on it. Or they just, I don't know. It's just, it's something, it's one of those things where I'm like, I'm going to let the hype die down and see where it lands, you know? Yeah. And I think that's where I've come to. And, you know, going into our main segment about New World, you know, at launch, it was crazy hyped. Everything was crazy hyped. I resisted. I was like, I'm not going to buy into this game. I'm not going to buy it. All my friends did. Oh, you know, get into it. Anthem was the same thing. Oh, buy Anthem, dude. Like, oh, we're all playing it. And it was gone in what, like less than a year? Like that's crazy. So, yeah, for me, it's wait until the hype dies down, see where it lands. That's kind of where my mentality is.
Yeah,
now.
Scott,
so
what did I say to you, Scott, about Starfield? I was like, just wait
a
year.
A lot of things.
It's true.
I think I said you need to wait a year to buy this game, because that's when it'll actually, it's gonna suck when it launches.
One of the things you said, yes.
And it'll that was like the first thing I said. But isn't it so true? Even New World, like this expansion, is like when the game, like how the game should have launched, which is why I want to play it, because they've they're finally doing, you know, mounts, better gearing, just better systems in general, you know, but it's taken them a year to figure it out, or I don't know, a couple of years. I forget, what did it launch in, 2021? Maybe. I don't know.
Almost a few years, hasn't it?
I want to say it was right before COVID, or it might have been during COVID. Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. It might have been the first year of COVID.
So to
yeah.
that point, I mean, you're totally right, though. I mean, games are not launching in a finished state. Mm-mm. And I don't know, this is maybe even another interesting thing, Chase. Do you put, like, single player and live service games in two different baskets, or do you think they're kind of all just abusing... You know,
they're all abusing it, honestly. I mean, it's you know, I think about Cyberpunk. I mean, I think about new you know, No Man's Sky. I mean, at launch, those games inflated expectations is what everybody had. Sure. Like, oh, this is going to be the next best, greatest thing, whatever. And now, what, 2 years later, almost 3 years later since its launch? I want to say 2 years. Could be wrong.
Probably.
It's finally getting its 2.0 update. And it's supposed to be amazing. And it's
you're talking about Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk, yeah.
Yeah,
and
I've heard
No Man's Sky. Yeah. No Man's Sky is amazing after all these years of it. And it's like, that's where that mentality, and this is where that rant comes from, because I'm so sick of being on the other end of that and getting caught with like a game that just doesn't work. And I'm like, God, do I just have to have this sitting in my Steam library staring at me, you know, for the next 2 years before I have to reinstall and go, I'll give it a shot again. Or do I wait and it's either a game of the year edition and it's discounted, or it's, you know, got something else attached to it, which seems to happen, like a DLC connection. You know, it's that catch 22. Do I FOMO and I say, God, I better jump on this, or do I wait? You know, and I think for me, it's, I'm getting more and more leaning on the waiting side. So,
yeah, I'm pretty much on board with you in 99% of cases, I think. Now, for me, jumping into a day one MMO experience is still something that's really special. Mm-hmm. Like when everyone is on the server, everyone is doing stuff in the cities and running dungeons. And like, that's a really cool experience that if you wait a year, like you're saying, like an Anthem, the game might be dead. Or so I made a video specifically about Dragonflight. I was like, look, I know the past two expansions for WoW have been bad. I guess I'm contributing to the problem, but I was like, don't wait to play Dragonflight. Jump in from day one, because that is when it's going to be the most fun, before the metas have emerged, before everybody's figured everything out.
Before they break the game.
Yeah, the PvP's fun, always fun when you're leveling up, you know what I mean, kind of a thing. But maybe that's specific to MMOs, because you're right. Like on the single player games, man, that's got to be a really bad feeling to get a game that's full of bugs and not finished. And you're like, the whole reason to, at least in my mind, me and Scott talk about this, the whole reason to get a single player game is to be immersed in an amazing story, right? Because that isn't that the strength of a single player game? And so if the game is fundamentally broken, it's like, what am I doing, you know, at this point? So,
I don't know. I agree. No, I'm with you on the MMO side. I mean, obviously, like, I've been burned by MMOs over the years, you know, WildStar being one. But, yeah, I think there is an element. You're right. There's an absolute day
one. It's the live service element that's a problem.
Yeah, there really is.
Like, why not just have the game, like, something like Avengers? Or they tried to turn them into these weird pseudo-MMOs, and they aren't.
Diablo 4.
Games. They should have you chasing maybe some cool sets, just whatever. Nothing like they tried to build, and just have good DLCs. So it's essentially a story co-op game, and that's it. Because that game, too, is pretty fun on the surface.
On the surface.
Fun game. But again, like it's like Anthem. It has no substance.
God.
And to your point, I was huge into WildStar. Like, I think WildStar was the last game I was all aboard the hype train. Like, I think after WildStar, I was like, never again. Kind of
combat
thing.
In that game was so fun.
Because and this, that's the point I'm going to bring up, right? Fundamentally, I think WildStar was great. They just made a few missteps that they couldn't recover from. One, the leveling experience was incredibly boring and took way too long. Right, too many fetch quests. It was just nothing new. And the other thing was it didn't match, right? They had this game that looked incredibly fun and silly, you know, with a really good sense of humor, but then they made the game super hardcore. Like they had attunements on attunements to be able to raid, you know, and you had to have 40 people to raid. And I'm like, this doesn't match what your aesthetic is going for. 100%. And I think it just confused people. And they these were old WoW devs, right? And they were like, people love the hardcore, but that's
hardcore,
not what they
hardcore,
loved.
Hardcore.
Yeah, that's not what they loved about old school WoW. They loved the social aspect. But I don't think anybody loved getting 40 people together to do a raid. Like,
if it happened, it was awesome. But the forced aspect was the hard part. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but even when I look at, and but then I would revisit WildStar, right? And all the changes that they were making to improve the game were amazing. But at that point, there was like three people playing. Like, you can't go back sometimes. And even to this day, I'm like, why doesn't someone just go to NCSoft and buy the IP and just fix it? Like, surely there's something there that a dev company could do. And everything's written. The code is there. Yeah. The fundamental game is there. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. WildStar is a great case study because it was had all the elements to be a good game, just a few problems that they couldn't fix, you know, and it just came out too early. And so I don't know.
I think you know, going back to the rant aspect of it, though, but I think there's an element even with the MMOs. It's like, if you're not sure, don't give in to the hype. Don't give in to the overall FOMO aspect of it, you know. And I know that's kind of a dated term now, but like, yeah, I mean, really, it's like, if you're not 100% on board and maybe your friends are, it's like, well, you know, your gut's telling you one, follow your gut. Like, it's worked for me. I mean, I'd say 3 out of 4 times I fell for Cyberpunk, I fell for No Man's Sky, but like, for the most part, like, I'd say it's been, you know, pretty good to me. I didn't fall for Anthem, which I'm, you know, I've got it later and then I regretted it. But I loved it at the same time. I'm like, geez, this is a great game, but why is it such? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, pre-orders, we don't need a pre-order stuff. You know what I mean? I don't think
point anymore.
It's you're paying for something, like you're saying, without proof of concept. You don't know if it's going to work, if it's going to be good. And so, you know, and for that reason, I was going back and forth for a long time about, should I buy into the alpha for Ashes of Creation? And it was steep. It's like $250, you know, to do that. And I'm so glad I didn't, for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's just an alpha. Who cares? Like, you know, I don't want to pay to test your game, right? Kind of a deal. And then I just don't know about the direction of the game at this point anyway. So, you know, it's just too long before the game launches, before we're going to even know what it's going to be like. So
yeah, there's enough people out there. There's enough people out there to float them, though, apparently. So
tons of people. So pre-order's bad. Yes. We need to stop doing that stuff, I think, as a gaming, just everyone in gaming. And so one thing I was interested to see, right, because I was like, okay, New World expansion's coming up. How do I order? Like, what is the deal with this? Where do I buy this? And they were like, well, you can't. So you're not going to be able to buy it until the day it launches, which is very interesting. Like, they're not going to have any, like, different tiers of packages that you can buy, which is very rare kind of a thing. And they're going to have a season. I think they have a seasonal model, too, like a season pass you can get if you want. But they're like, no, we're not going to bundle that. Like, you just buy the game, and then if you decide you want the other stuff, then you can just pay for that later. And I was like, wow, that's kind of refreshing in a way. Like, you're not seeing that very often, you know?
Yep.
I don't know. But let's just get into New World, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a good rant. Yeah. I like that.
Lead us right into the main segment.
So let's just touch on that. Like, you guys haven't been into MMOs in a long time. What kind of caught your eye when you saw some of the stuff that's coming out about New World? Or was it just like the annoying sound of my voice in Discord talking about MMOs over and over? Like, is there something that stood out, or they're like, okay, this might be cool, actually?
Go first. Scott, you want to go first? You want me to go first? Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, honestly, like when I first saw New World launch, I really liked the look of it. And I know, Scott, you differ on that opinion. I actually really liked the aesthetic. I thought it looked really, you know, I think it had a neat aesthetic. I think the timepiece was actually really cool, too. It kind of had this like, just this, it's a weird game. Like, it's very hard to pin, like, oh, is it 1700s or is it like, you know, something else, like completely. Yeah. So like this aesthetic is so weird. And my biggest issue when I first saw it was like, okay, Amazon Game Studio. Cause I bought into knowing that, okay, Amazon Game Studio was started because Amazon got into the game business with Amazon Luna and, you know, their game streaming and then Amazon Game Studio. And at the time I was really into, Google's Stadia, and they shut down their own studio. So it was like, oh God, is Amazon going to do that to their gaming studio too? So I had some hesitancy when New World came out. You know, this was all prior to, you know, I think right alongside actually Google Stadia coming out. But anyways, I really liked it. I liked what it looked like. I was, you know, I saw friends playing it when they first launched it. And then I kind of just, I would watch people stream it. And I just was like, okay, that looks really cool. And I was like, at the time in my headspace, I'm like, but I just don't have the time. And it just locked into my head, like, I just don't have the time. And I don't know if it wasn't the time in the moment when it launched, but now, you know, now that I have you all guys, I feel like I'm more ready than ever to be like, okay, yeah, I can take this on and have like a community here to kind of play with and you know,
chill with. That's the big difference.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us on board.
Right. And I think that's the huge part. It's like, you know, it's going into this knowing that I'm not just going to be LFG, you know, I'm not just going to be looking for the group that I want to play with. It's literally like, I know who I'm going to go in and play the game with. And that's a huge kind of, okay, I'm going to spend the $70 because, you know, for the bundle, you know, because I know day one, the game is much better than the initial state it was in.
Right.
Much better, you know, and props to AGS, to Amazon Game Studio. They've done work. I mean, serious work.
Yeah,
So it's something to commend them on, and I would give them my money for that, you know, and I feel like they deserve that money. And I think there's an element there, you know, on top of the community aspect, on top of, you know, the BCD community, it's like, it's just cool. And I think they really did a lot to, at least from the videos I watched, to kind of cater to both sides of the coin, the new player as well as the seasoned player. So I'm super excited about it. I know I'm, you know, I've been playing the Guild Wars aspect, but I think to Tom, what you were saying is just, you're just preparing for the moment of New World. And I think that's what it's coming down to for me. It's like, I'm mentally prepared now. So yeah. Very Scott, cool. What do you got, man?
I mean, it's a game. We have the video on this, Tom. It's a game that I've tracked on and off here. I wasn't initially attracted to it because of the, obviously, I just said I didn't like the aesthetic, right? It just wasn't for me. But I've seen some PvP. I don't know if I've seen the PvE, but I saw the trailer for the expansion, and you guys just started talking about it, and I thought, hey, maybe there is something to this. Maybe it's improved. I liked some of the changes we saw with the mounts and gearing. But I think it's worth looking into. And I don't really have a problem. I don't see myself getting sucked into that game like I did back in the day with WoW. I mean,
we all need to like check ourselves. Yeah. Like, hey, did we touch grass today? Okay, good.
Yeah. But I think deep down with everybody being mildly interested in it, it might be something fun to do that we can all do together.
And that
hasn't happened for quite a while.
And one of the reasons I kind of tried to present this game to you guys as well is because I do feel like
you want
this
a free
is,
mount and you need us to
sub. So. Yeah, to the refer a friend.
Yeah, refer a friend. I wouldn't put it past them.
No. I think this game is poised for the right moment in time. As you could tell, like, I was listening to a dev talk the other day, and they're like, okay, they were talking about some of the gearing changes and it's easier. And they're like, what is the philosophy? They're like, look, gear's just way too hard to get. Like, we want people to get the gear because we have all these amazing weapons, and we want you to be able to change your build easily and go have fun. And I'm like, yes, that is the right philosophy, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is the kind of game for gamers like you guys who have been hesitant to jump into MMOs for a while. I think New World's starting to turn the corner, and Guild Wars is already there. And I'm assuming some other games are going to start coming out. Even Dragonflight was incredibly... it brought more quality of life to World of Warcraft than there's ever been. And I think there's a reason for that, because as an aging MMO demographic, like, we need... That's what we want. We still want to play the MMO, but we don't want to be a second job for us, right?
Yeah.
And so I think New World fits into that really perfectly. And so I don't know. That was one of the reasons I thought about that. And I thought about you guys, like, hey, maybe this is an MMO we can jump in and have a good time in. Is that appealing to you guys? Were you kind of on the same page with that? Are you seeing that same thing in New World, kind of?
Yeah, definitely. Especially with your theme of not wanting it to be another full-time job or something like that.
Right.
And one thing that I think relates to this that I also forgot to bring up and what attracted to me is when I spoke about it in our video about New World, Tom, but Chase might want to weigh on in this too, because I feel like there's a lot more of me in this sense, where I say I'm always been more of a class purist. When it came to MMOs, it's like I wanted to identify with the class. I wanted to be part of that. And this was my special identity along with my character created in this world. Like, you were the rogue, and then there was the warrior. I didn't like the concept of alt because I feel like it took away from the magic of those people or that class and blah, blah, blah. And it, I guess I'm saying that the immersion was a huge factor for me. So the fact that weapons can change how you essentially play, there isn't really that pure class sense. Like, you can kind of just be what you want based on the weapons. And that's a cool factor of having different class type feels, but not having to build up an entire new character just to try it. And while I think an old part of me would have hated that, the new me with the little time likes that. Now it's more of a quality of life. So, and I just think with the amount of games that are out there now, having quality of life in these games is just a necessity, because it wasn't necessary when WoW was out, because WoW essentially had no competitors when it first came out. There wasn't anything else for a while. I mean, EverQuest still kind of stuck around, and Star Wars Galaxies was not what it was when it first came out. So WoW just could make it as grindy as it want, not have quality of life, because they knew people were going to stick around because it was the only one of its kind that was doing it good. So anyways, point being, the quality of life is nice. I think there's some, it seems like a new age MMO that's a good balance for both older people like us from the earlier generations of MMOs and now the newer people coming into it as well.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank totally you. Agree. You should.
Yeah. No, I mean, I absolutely agree. I mean, it's in a weird way. I see myself. I used to define myself as the healer. You know, I was always the support healer. You know, and now I'm like, oh wait, I could be a ranger healer, or I could be a, you know, and it's nice. Yeah. It's nice to know that I don't have to create a new character from that. You know, and build that character up, like.
Yeah, I think it's a natural progression in MMOs, because I know we're talking about WoW being so hardcore, but I think even if we go back and we look at what EverQuest was doing, I think WoW brought a lot of quality of life.
Oh, they absolutely
even are. At the time with EverQuest. And I think, you know, I'm always going to go back to this because I love this game, but I think Guild Wars 2 has really pushed the genre forward even more with quality of life, right? Because
it's probably true.
In Guild Wars, everything is account bound. Like, the way you should look at your Guild Wars 2 characters is not on a character basis. You should look at your account as that's what you're playing with. Mm-hmm. Like everything, because every piece of armor can be shared to every character. Every, all your gold is shared across every character, all mm-hmm. your materials. And so, and even Dragonflight, there's been a lot of account-wide things that have been implemented. And so I think New World is going to continue down that path. And I'm really excited to see kind of the MMOs that are on the horizon. Like, I'm very excited.
To, new Star Wars MMO, please.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Just, what if Blizzard came out and, like, their secret survival MMO was a Star Wars game?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Play it.
Okay. Can you imagine?
Speaking of pre-ordering, show me the pre-order page. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
We're not going to pre-order. Seize that. I'm pre-ordering.
Except for that. With one exclusion.
No, I do. I think Unreal Engine 5 paired with some of these new MMOs could be amazing. And, man, I don't want to go into the Ashes rant, but I think Ashes is not going to be very alt-friendly, quality-of-life friendly. And that is really a bummer because I think a lot of their systems, they have so many good ideas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But
it's going to tap into a niche. And I think that niche is going to be decently large, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Well, I mean, I'm still going to play it just to experience it and see what it's like, you know, obviously. But I'm really excited about what is after that. Like, like what is this Dune MMO going to look like, you know? I know it's survival-ish, but what is, you know, I want a game that takes the gear grind out, but still has interesting PvP and things to fight over. I just think that WoW model of the whole reason we play is just to get the next piece of gear. Like, that doesn't resonate with me anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to get to the stuff that's actually fun. I don't want to do boring things to get the gear so that then I can do the fun things.
Right.
Kind of a thing.
Yep.
So, man, we've kind of turned this New World thing into a rant deal. So,
well, of course. It's everything.
Well, everything's, we're putting a lot of that hope and excitement into it again. And the sting of getting let down is just almost ever present, right? We just expect to be let down. So. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think this is just good old fashioned skepticism and just being honest, you know, just being honest with the games today and ourselves. And we're hoping for it. And maybe it'll
I just want to say that I still am so pleasantly surprised that it's still around. That's my biggest takeaway of this all is like the fact that New World has stuck around for what it is. The devs were really radio silent on a lot of things and they were just making things happen, you know, right. Hmm. And I think that says volumes. Oh, and apparently they're also developing a Lord of the Rings game. MMO. So, I just learned of that.
Amazon
they're apparently
is?
AGS is doing it, and I'm like, okay, wait, how much of the team? So there's that little bit.
Imagine
of
Imagine if Bezos was just like, you know what, have $1 billion, make it amazing. seriously crap myself.
Imagine if it's like follows the same storyline as the new Lord of the Rings TV show they put out.
Oh.
Am I the only one that liked that show?
It started okay. I liked it.
It was like a parody of Lord of the Rings. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Directed by Weird Al.
Bad things now. I don't know. Everything I like, Tom seems to hate. So. I don't know.
Tom's the naysayer.
We have to bring balance to the force here.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Let me see what that got us.
I was going to say about MMOs in general, like the way I want us to treat MMOs, because this is how I'm starting to treat MMOs, whether it's Guild Wars or New World, is I don't think we need to treat MMOs anymore like this all-consuming entity that we have to jump into. Yeah. Like I think MMOs these days, at least these new ones, can be treated more like a Remnant 2. Mm-hmm. Hey, if we want to get in and work on our character, we can. Or if we want to... you know, do some crafting or whatever we can kind of a thing. And so that's kind of how I'm going to be treating New World, I think, you know, and if I want to put it down for a week to go play something else, like I'm not going to, there's no sub fee, right? So I don't feel guilty about going to play this other fun game for a little bit and then coming back and playing some more New World. Or 14. Yeah, all 14. The games I played this week. So I'm just super pumped for New World. The one thing that it's hard to explain, especially to people who haven't jumped in, like I said, I jumped in last month because I was going to play, and I was like, I need to wait for the full release. I only got like a couple levels. Like, the world is so immersive. Like, and the sound design is just insane. Like, when you're mining a node or chopping a tree, it's just unbelievable. And so, man, I think for all those reasons, I think it's going to be a good time, at least for a little bit. You know, if we just get a few weeks out of it or something, yeah. I still think that'll be worth it and be a lot of fun.
100%.
And
then we go back to Remnant, you know.
Then we'd go over to be a Remnant podcast after that. I was going to bring up the next thing, kind of the last thing I wanted to talk about today. Me and Scott dropped a video. MMO Therapy was the title of the video. And if you guys don't know, I think most of our audience knows Scott has like a background in psychology and degree, and so that's what he does some stuff in. And so anyway, it's always fun for me to bounce ideas off him as far as the psychology of video games and gamers and getting into more of the philosophy topics. Like, I love talking about, like, big picture about MMOs or games. And so that's kind of what we did in this video. We kind of talked about what stage in your life did you first start playing MMOs? Were you a young person with no responsibilities and a lot of time? Whereas in my case, I was already married with a job and had a kid on the way, you know, and so maybe I was in a different space. I didn't have, you know, all the time in the world to devote towards MMOs. So the habits that we, you know, develop toward MMOs based on our stage in life was kind of the topic of the video. So, I don't know, Chase, did you get a chance to check it out? What did you?
I did. And honestly, I was going to say, you know, my stage in life that I started playing MMOs was really during my early years of college. And I really got into to WoW. I mean, I had dabbled into other, you know, I dabbled into EverQuest. It wasn't my account. It was a friend of mine's in the 90s, you know, and I never really got too into it. I was like, oh, this is really neat. Those are real people. That's really cool. But I never got too into it. And then WoW hit me like a bag of bricks, you know, and it was just like, I spent literally lived, breathed WoW. Like, it was kind of ridiculous. I know, Scott, you said you played for years and years, up, you know, beyond what I played, but I spent a good probably 4 years playing that game. What I would consider religiously. And at the end of it, I felt unbalanced and I felt really, you know, I felt kind of lost in that regard. I was like, that was like that addiction level I had never felt. Cause I'm not I don't fall into a lot of those addictions. I'm not a very like addictive personality, but I think it was something with WoW. Yeah. There's something that clicked in my brain that I was just like, this is something, you know, this is something special. There was really people.
You missed out on a lot looking back.
Yeah. And I had friends who played it at my work. So we would talk about is WoW at work. And like, it was just like, we lived and breathed WoW. And I had a girlfriend at the time, and like, you know, she didn't speak the gamer language at all. And so it was just like me and my friends at work, and that was it. And it was like, I touched grass, but at the same time, I was like, I spent so much of my waking time thinking about it. And it was such an experience. I look back on it fondly, but I just like want to stay back at it. And that level of like just,
it was insanity. Addiction. It absolutely was.
Yeah. It was 100%
like
douse me in cold water, wake me up, slap me in the face. Like, you're living in another, literally. Yeah.
If you're not doing it and you're thinking about doing it, then you know that
that's
a problem
right in the back of your brain.
And the bigger context of the video was, since that's how you guys kind of were introduced into MMOs, in the kind of the habits you formed into MMOs, has it made you be more hesitant or cautious to jump into MMOs now today, knowing how you played them or the habits were formed back then, was how it was kind of framed. And I'm assuming that's a big reason why probably Chase and Scott, you guys haven't been playing MMOs lately, right? At least that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would say yes to that. I mean, I think really it's a little bit more now I know that I can play an MMO more casually, knowing that in my headspace, I've got other hobbies. I've got things I have to do, real priorities, you know, not just I'm in college priorities, you know, that's that level. Right. I mean, and it's so in my headspace, I'm like, I have to do these things. I have to. And it's not that I don't want to do them. I just know I have to do them and I have to get outside. I have to work out. I have to, you know, I have to. So it's like, I know in my mentality now is I'm not at a point where I could spend that much time playing a game, but I know that I will be able to stop now. I know that I can go 30 minutes, hour and be like, I'm fulfilled. And I think games are like that more than ever now too. Something's up with my camera.
Hold on. It's all good.
Let me fix that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Scott, go ahead. Let me fix my camera.
Oh, what was the question?
Oh, I guess I'll just say, so Scott, are you confident? I mean, are you pretty much at ease jumping into New World now? Or are you like, you know, this is, you know, I'm going to be able to be fine jumping into an MMO at this point?
Again, yeah, I covered this in that last video in more detail. But overall, yeah, I'm not, I'd say I'm maybe, I don't know, 10% worried.
yeah.
I don't, but I just, I think I've overall come to the realization that, yeah, I know that it's not feasible and I just won't do it. I won't even have the itch to dive in to addiction levels. So yeah, I would say my avoidance of MMOs these days is more just purely a time situation. Yeah.
Yep, totally. And we had a comment on the video. We'll bring it up and see what I had to say. Let me add it real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out Young Zama.
Do you want me to read it?
I got you. I already got it up. It says, I think most grown-ups who experience that MMO era that now have actually grown up as adults agree that we wasted too much time on those games, which is good. Gaming is just that, entertainment. Don't let it run your life. Keep it balanced and put time in things that matter. So that's kind of the gist of it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, do you guys kind of relate to what he's talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I know we brought it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he does also go on and say, you know, for me, I have the saying of getting experience points in real life instead of made up fantasy world and level up in real life. And I'm like, you know what? I totally agree with you. Level up in real life. But again, he says balance. There's balance too. You know, you can have your fun playing a game. Some people love watching TV for hours upon end, you know, and I think there's always been that argument of like, oh, well, you watch trash TV or random movies all the time. How is that any better than falling into a game? You know, well, to the argument, you don't think about the trash TV or random movie constantly, you know, you stop. So and I think that's where games are a little bit different. They do get ingrained into your kind of mentality, and I think there's a whole argument behind that, but they do. Like when I was constantly thinking about it, I was like, okay, what am I going to be doing? I'm making a checklist. I got to go do this. I got to go do that, and I'm working. So, but yeah, I think to his point, don't let it run your life. And I think really, you just have to be inside your own head to be able to say, I need to stop. This has been an hour or this has been an hour and a half or whatever. Hey, I need to cut it off. You know, Scott, I know, you know, early on in our friendship, we were saying, you know, in bed by 10, that was my mentality, you know? And I think really that was kind of my rule. And I put my fist down and said, in bed by 10, I got to wake up early. I got to go to bed. So, you know, it's not what everybody wants to hear, you know, not what a lot of gamer friends want to hear, like, oh man, this guy's going to bed at 10. Like, but it was a reality for me. It was like, it was my, you know, it was my cutoff, because if I go past 10, I'm going to 2, I'm going to 3 a.m. Like, woo, let's go. So, you know, and that helped me. That actually helped me through that element of like, I know when I can stop, and it helped me. It really did. So I think to his point, to Young Zama's point, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Keep it balanced and put times in the thing. He says put times in the thing that matters. But, you know, gaming is it matters to me. You know, it's a part of.
You just got to grow up.
Simple as that. Just grow up, man.
It was good. No, I was tracking it, and then it got a little.
I kind of went here. You know, they went a little off the rails there, but I do agree with the base of the comment. You know, I do. I think there's an element there. You know,
I don't know if he's implying that maybe he thinks we have a problem with time allocation and prioritizing. But I mean, to touch on his points there too, like, I get that. I agree. It is entertainment and we all have a right and some time allocation to be able to engage entertainment, no matter what it is. He talks about get experience points in real life. Well, I have a lot of fucking experience points in real life. I have wife, kids, job,
XP,
a master's degree. I have a bunch of stuff. I've exercised. Like, I don't game until my shit's taken care of and done. Right. Until my four kids are good and have everything that they need. So, yep. I'm not putting this above anything else. Right? Yep. I do make sure that if I do sit down and play, it's time that can be used for that. So,
yeah, no, I would be gracious towards him. I think he was being totally positive and encouraging in his comment.
Yeah,
and
I'm so, being snarky, but I
no, agree. No, but I get it because I will, you know, I think I brought up earlier, we're kind of chatting off stream, is sometimes I'll see these comments or I'll even see YouTube videos, like occasionally across my feed, like, I'm quitting video games, you know, or something, like, I'm going to be a grown up now. And I'm like, you know,
extreme. It's just another extreme.
Yeah, because my point in our video from today, the MMO therapy, is, you know, I started playing MMOs from a healthy place from the start. So, and like you said, Chase, like, video games, while, yes, on the priority list, are they, like, number one? No. But video games for me are a major stress reliever. So they actually help my mental health to me. Because they're like total stress relief, you know, it takes your mind off of the busy things that you have going on, and it's a recharge. So it's like, okay, the next day I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? Kind of a thing. And so sometimes the comments of like grow up, and like, oh, it's like you're like, oh, you still read comic books or something like that. Right. It's like that. That's like,
oh, we've been hearing that for years.
That's the degrading gamer talk. Yes, we've been hearing from the popular culture for a long time, you know, kind of a thing. And so, yes, I think the important thing that I think he's trying to get across, and what we're trying to get across too, is balance. I want to bring you guys into balance because I want people to play MMOs with. You know what I mean?
Always.
And so, there it is.
So I'm like, you guys got to find the balance.
Find the balance.
Kind of a thing. And maybe on the other end, I need to open my horizons to playing different types of games too. You know what I mean? And so it's fair. It goes both ways. And anyway, so if you guys haven't seen the video, I would highly recommend going to check out this video we put out today. It's kind of a new style of video, like a more of a philosophy psychology video. We want to start doing some more of these, so give us some feedback. Let us know, hey, did you like the video? What could we do different? Or just add to the conversation. And also, if you want to add to the conversation, the Discord link is there, and you can come chat with me and Scott and Chase all day long about, you know, MMOs, other games. You know what I mean? You can catch the dad jokes, you know, in the Discord, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
you can see Chase's beautiful, sexy ASMR unboxings.
No.
Apparently, Scott's started unboxings too. Following in Chase's footsteps.
He started the making fun of me. That's all good.
Messed up.
Unboxing parodies.
Unboxing parodies.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, Chase.
Yep. You had the bigger unbox knife, man. That was where you beat me. I was like, damn, I need to get a bigger unbox knife.
Yep. Well, speaking of unboxing, Chase, why don't you tell us a little bit about your channel before we get out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll end it on that. So, yeah, my channel is Chasing Horizons, at Chasing Horizons. You can find me on socials all over the place. Primarily, I'm on YouTube Shorts. That's all I run, and I basically do unboxings and initial reviews for outdoor tech. So all sorts of outdoor tech. Most recently, I did one for a watch band, and it's kind of a rugged watch band. I'm wearing it right now. And it's for my Apple Watch.
Oh, gosh.
Scotty also bought it too, apparently. So, you know, Yeah, supporting the channel.
Spigen.
Yeah.
Spigen durable watch band.
Yeah, so I do a lot of that. I do a lot of that. It's a lot of unboxing, a lot of fun products.
Check your cows, bro. Check it. Here's my experience points, young Jamma. See that?
Don't even.
Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on. So just good. It's a good time. I do a real chilled out Saturday morning. Just shorts, reels, and TikToks. Yeah. Yes, the dreaded TikTok. So
nice. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, it's a good balance, right? Like you're saying, hey, go touch grass, play some games, but do everything.
Yeah, get outside, ride an e-bike, all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, you guys go sub to Chase's channel for sure, man. I think you're going to like it.
Thanks.
Other than that, man, I think that's everything this week. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was. That was a doozy.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Hey. What day is today? God. So... Tuesday. I don't think New World will be quite out before our next episode, but I don't know, man. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. So, guys, thanks for joining us, man. Give us a like and a sub, and we'll see you guys next time. Later, awesome. Everybody.
Later, all.
Peace.